This is the FM Gold Channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on doubling farmers' income by 2022. The participants are Dr. Suresh Malhotra, Agriculture Commissioner, and Harveer Singh, Journalist.
Agriculture is very important for our economy as well as our society. Almost 50% of our population still finds job in agriculture sector. And enhancing farmers' income is the main agenda. Government wants to double the farmers' income by 2022. And it's a very big task, but government is working on it. And on coming 19th and 20th of February, there will be a big discussion. And Ministry of Agriculture is organizing this conference in which participants from various fields who are related to the agriculture, whether farmers, scientists, policymakers, experts, business community, traders, as well as the ministers and the Prime Minister will also be part of this conference. Mr. Malhotra, what is the importance to hold this kind of conference?
You are aware that so far we have considered that yes, production should happen and input was the major focus till so far because so many schemes are being run by the Government of India, Ministry of Agriculture has already those schemes are in implementation. But through those schemes, only focus was that how we can increase our production. So food security was the point which was considered most. Then we have considered nutritional security also. But now the issue has come regarding income security. So considering income security in mind, and that issue has been linked with doubling the income of the farmers. So here, keeping the farmer in center stage, because so far we are considering how we can increase our production, but now the point has come that how we can think about the welfare of the farmer. So considering that point in mind, now our focus is on farming to farmer. Farming to farmer welfare, we can say in another sense. So here, considering this point in mind, it has been decided that we need to organize a national conference and it has been proposed on 19th and 20th, a national conference, Agriculture 2022, doubling the income of the farmers that is being organized at the National Agriculture Science Complex.
First time this kind of conference is being held in the country. Government is focusing a lot on farmers. The budget for the next fiscal, which was presented on February 1st in Parliament, also had a lot of element for the betterment of the farmers, whether it is more money for Operation Green or scheme for TOPS and more money for irrigation to create more irrigation area and insurance coverage and all. As you mentioned, the focus is changing now from production to the income. Now the focus is shifting to the better farmers' income. When we talk about income, the first point always comes in the mind, the price for agriculture produce. And it is a, I think, perennial problem in our agriculture marketing that farmers always doesn't get good price for his produce and consumer is paying higher price for the same produce. But sometimes there is a difference in multiples for the, between farmer and the consumer. So in this conference, what will be the focus on this pricing front? How farmer will get good price for their produce?
Here in this conference, several issues will be discussed and those issues will be related to credit, that how that can be made available.
Actually, credit, we will come to the credit point. I'm just, first we should discuss about
the pricing
point.
You are asking about.
Because
okay.
Credit is one of the input. We will input, talk about input.
That's the enabler. That's why I mentioned into it, because there are several points which are related to farmers' welfare. That's why I was linking it. So your point is valid. So here now, as you know that in the recent budget declaration, 150% more MSP has been decided. So here, minimum support price, that will be an advantageous point for the farmer. But now procurement was only happening for rice and wheat. But now pulses also Government of India has started now procuring. So even in some cases, this oil seeds, these are also our priority areas, pulses and oil seeds. But here now, a policy will be decided that how we can improve our procurement plan. So procurement plan is also required to be looked into together. Because here, this procurement plan will ensure that yes, at least some kind of assurance for the price realization that will be there. Another point is related to that is infrastructure creation, particularly this irrigation management and deep irrigation systems, sprinkler irrigation systems, micro irrigation systems. If these are introduced, definitely there will be more area coverage will happen and there will be better water use efficiency.
It is not only pricing. Higher price will not ensure the higher income. One important aspect is to reduce the cost of production. That is input, good credit and at a low rate of interest as well as to provide more and more irrigation facilities to the farmers and right kind of seeds and fertilizers, and which includes this soil health and based on the requirement of the input.
Now, what it has been done, that seed hubs have been made. We consider that, yes, there is a shortage of seed. Seed hub plan that has been started. Breeder seed production, that has got the focus. And then here again, we can link it with organic farming. High-value crops are required to be included into it. And then sensitive areas that have been touched. There are few points related to this. You can see, you will very well understand about this vegetable crops, particularly I will mention here, because whenever there is a point related to this price escalation and others, these three vegetables, they come into the picture. Tomato, potato, onion. These are the crops. So Operation Green will be started now. And there will be focus that how we can link them with the retail market, so that farmer, he produces and directly he gives his produce to the retail. So here price realization will be more for the farmer. He will get main benefit for his efforts whatsoever he is going to make. So apart from this, then again MSP, already I have mentioned about that. Then again, the issue which relates to, particularly you can say that here, cluster based approach that has been followed. So cluster based approach will be followed, in the high productivity areas will be identified, and we will focus that with the same area, how productivity can be increased. So productivity led growth is now needed. So that will be the focus. So area led growth, we will little see. And then there are several points which we really need to consider, and we need to see that how those areas could be put into the cultivation.
Value addition and crop diversification, two major aspects will also be discussed in this conference. Value addition is more and more value addition for the same crop, the better realization of income will be there. Mm-hmm. Another point is that crop diversification. So it's not necessary that traditional cropping pattern system should remain. There will be a crop diversification, then farmer can have a better income.
Yeah. So crop diversification is one point. Then another is related to this cropping intensity, that is also required to be increased. So cropping intensity at the moment, it is 138%. That we need to increase to around 145%. If it increases, definitely number of crops in a particular unit area, that will increase, and definitely it will add to the income of the farmer. And then again, farming sector income as well as non-farming sector income, that is also required to be considered together if we want to double the income of the farmer. Then integrated farming system approach, that is also we are promoting now. And here dairy, fisheries, then there are some allied sectors, particularly this mushroom cultivation, and we can say that beekeeping. These are the areas which it will be helpful in increasing the income of the farmers, and definitely income of the farmers will double. So here we need to have a perfect policy, plan and integration of the several schemes. Ministry of Food Processing, that will also be added into it, and their schemes and our schemes, these all Ministry of Agriculture schemes will be dovetailed. And then EPIDA, because exportable production, if it is done, definitely it will add to the income.
So coming to that point, this basically trade and export-import policy will also be discussed there, how we can give a good market to the farmer abroad, as well as how can we protect them from low-price import in the country so that their income doesn't get affected.
Whenever there is excess production, then we can say that, yes, Government of India takes decision with the help of Ministry of Commerce and Industry that, yes, we now give export incentives so that farmers, they should not remain at disadvantage. Similarly, again, if we have more production, then import should not happen. That should be discouraged. So import duty is also increased in many cases. Then here, what we want, that production clusters, they should be linked with the processing industries, food parks. And then apart from fulfilling the domestic requirement, the produce, that should also move towards processing industry. So both routes of the market are required to be used. So if both routes of the market are used, definitely farmers' income will enhance. So value addition, that is also needed, processing. So these all are the points where farmers, they will get the support, and definitely it will add to the income of the farmer.
Agriculture is an infrastructure deficient sector. So we have to focus more on infrastructure creation in agriculture sector, as well as to support or to encourage the investment in agriculture, not only from the government side, but from the private side. So what kind of infrastructure we are going to focus, but now is creation of storage facilities and the controlled temperature storages, transportation facilities for perishable agri-produce, which are supposed to be transported to the marketing places and the area where they are supposed to sell from the farmer's field or the area.
A loss of around 5 to 18% post-harvest losses that is happening now. in case of perishables particularly. If we can prevent that loss, definitely that will add to the income of the farmer. So food saved is food produced, I should say. But how we can do this? This can be done if farmer, he addresses and he has the complete cold chain. Whenever I speak the word cold chain, which includes grading, sorting, packaging, pre-cooling and facility for the refurbishing, and then produce should be sent to the cold storage. So here complete cold chain is required to be addressed, and we are promoting it through our mission for integrated development of horticulture, that now private sector should also come forward. They should establish all such facilities. Infrastructure creation is also getting the focus. Till now, 34.5 million ton capacity of the cold storages have been created through our National Horticulture Mission Program, Horticulture Mission for Northeastern Hills. So this is one part. Here, infrastructure creation is very important. We need to prevent the post-harvest losses for the perishables. And another infrastructure part is irrigation that we have already discussed. Yes. Here, 9.8 million hectare area so far has been covered under the micro-irrigation systems. Another 10 million hectare area we are going to add into it in the coming 3 years. And you will be very happy to know that today in our country, whatsoever area is under grape cultivation, 99% area is under drip irrigation system for grape cultivation. Pomegranate, 85% of the area is under drip irrigation system. Here for sweet orange, 60 to 65% of the area is under drip irrigation system. So now there is a move, and further we need to take up all these infrastructure facilities.
So basically, different use of technology and efficient system for irrigation facilities. Government must have supported this investment for creating these facilities by the farmers. On technological advancement, there will be a session in this conference. What kind of improvement we expect, or what kind of outcome from this conference you will see on these issues?
Here you will see that if any growth, if you are expecting, that will happen through technology-led. So that growth will be technology-led growth. So here, if I link with farming, then productivity-led growth again we needed, and productivity-led growth will only happen with the help of technology. For this purpose, there is a promotion of the hybrids. If hybrid varieties are adopted, then the production will increase to 2 to 3 times. Here again, new varieties resistant to the diseases, pests, those are required to be adopted. We are having a strong institutional setup in the country. We are having more than 100 research institutes in the country. They are addressing the location and situation specific problems, and location and situation specific technologies developed. And here what we need, because you will find that climate change is happening. So in that case, in some areas we get more rain, in some areas there is a drought conditions, sometimes cloud burst is there. So this all is the impact of climate change. So to counteract that effect, here technology generation, that part is also being addressed. So these all are the issues which are linked together if we have to increase our productivity.
We have to develop such kind of varieties which are basically this climate change resistant, if whether 1 or 2 degree temperature moves here or there, so the crop sustain to that change. But at the same time, everybody is talking about information and communication technology, and it is reforming and revolutionizing different sectors of economy. But agriculture is still waiting for that kind of revolution from this ICT. What kind of benefit farmers can derive from this ICT?
We very well understand that decision support system, that is really needed. Various apps are available. Government of India has already started Farmers Portal. Through those portal, decision support systems are available, and through decision support system it will help in precision farming and how farmer can make a site-specific nutrient management, site-specific crop management he can do, and further he can make use of the best technologies, and further he can enhance the production, productivity, quality of the produce. So these are the approaches which they can adopt.
I hope good outcome will be there from this conference to achieve the goal, which is doubling farmers' income by 2022. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on doubling farmers' income by 2022. The participants were Dr. Suresh Malhotra, Agriculture Commissioner, and Harveer Singh, Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.